Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Joined by Coby White, the Bulls' first-round draft pick. Everybody got a chuckle when you described meeting Michael Jordan for the first time and only time. And then John Paxson offered to kind of put you in touch if you needed to get in touch. Will you take up Pax on his offer?
You know, I would love to speak to him, obviously, but I'm not pressing it.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
We love talking to Dan Plesac.
But when I watch the Cubs, it almost seems like at times, but it almost seems like they get bored.
When you say, like, get bored, because I thought that last night, it's like, hey, there's that opposite field approach. Then they're stringing hits together. I saw that last Wednesday, right? It was 6 days off. They did it against Giolito, then they did it last night, and nowhere in between. Do you mean that they're just flipping a switch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think when it's all said and done, when you look at this team, they're the best team in the Central. And I get crap from Brewer fans because I'm not supposed to. But really, the Cubs are the best team. They have the best pitching. Their bullpen's going to be better. I'll be surprised if they don't win the Central.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on radio.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up, from our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for the great clip of the week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
Schwarber swings, lines one down the line, fair ball, off to the left. One run is in. Here comes another as Bodie scores. Schwarber racing the second, the throw, the slide, save. A two-run double for Kyle Schwarber. Cubs on top of the White Sox, 3-1.
That great clip of the week is sponsored by Great Clips. Great haircuts. It's going to be great. It's Mully and Haw on The Score. Joe Ostrowski kind enough to sit in, and we're delighted to welcome in Jim Callis, MLB.com. He was calling the Futures game yesterday. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Well, my flight has been delayed 7 hours, so I've been better. I'm supposed to fly to El Paso tonight for the AAA All-Star Game later this week, so I have been better. I anticipated I would be doing the show from home in Chicago, and we will see. I think I will have just enough time to literally get home from O'Hare, do laundry, pack, and then head back to O'Hare at this rate.
Jim joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Jim, you know, it was fun to see some of these young studs coming up. It was nice to see a couple of players from both sides of town, and certainly Lewis Robert, the White Sox outfielder, has been promoted to AAA, and it would seemingly indicate, and Stoney said it on the broadcast yesterday, that he will be with the major league team by the end of the year, which sets the table for getting him going. Is that?
Do you think that, though? Because it's like, I mean, they didn't do that with Eloy last year. I'd be kind of surprised if they called him up just because of service time issues, unless, you know, they are seriously contending for the wild card at that point. But at least that's personally the way I would look at it.
I was thinking that, you know, they're giving the guy money. They got the international, you know, they paid all this money to sign him, and maybe they're going to bring him up as a precursor to having him locked in next year. I mean, to be honest with you, I hadn't thought much of it other than listening to DeStoney kind of stated his fact.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we were having the same conversation about Eloy a year ago, and I think, I mean, look, I really like Luis Robert, but, like, Eloy was more advanced as a hitter than Robert was, and they didn't call him up all year. Even in September. So I'd like to see him in the big leagues. I mean, that would be kind of cool because he's a really electrifying player. But I just think unless they're legitimately contending down the stretch, that would actually surprise me because I don't know why you would start a service time clock ticking to where he'd be, you know, free agent eligible a year earlier than he had to be. And you might even make him arbitration eligible a year earlier. I mean, I think they might do what they do with Eloy, and, you know, if you could work out a contract with him, you know, because all the money he got was a bonus. He got that up front because it was under the old rules. But I would think unless you had him under contract, you probably wouldn't call him up unless it was a situation where he was helping you contend. But, I mean, they're, what, I think 7 games back in the wild card right now and behind 4 other teams or 5 other teams for the second wild card spot. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see.
No homers last year, and of course he was dealing with injury issues, but single A, double A, domination at both levels, 16 homers on the year. What does Robert need to work on?
I think, you know, maybe tightening the strike zone a little bit, but not a whole lot. And he's going to go crazy in triple A because I don't know if you guys have talked about this before, but, you know, they're using the major league balls in triple A, and this will be a big shock. AAA offensive numbers are up 40% compared to last year. I wonder what the cause could be. So, like, he might hit 20 home runs. If they keep him in Charlotte the last half of the season, he might hit 20 or 25 home runs there with the way he's been playing. But, no, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, you're right. He didn't do much last year. You know, he'd been banged up a little bit in his pro debut, too, and I was looking forward to seeing him in the fall league, and he got hurt there early with a hamstring strain. Once he came back from that, you know, I remember thinking, geez, you know, this guy really hasn't done a whole lot. I'd be curious to see, you know, how good is this guy? And he was electrifying. I mean, the tools are there. I think it's just, you know, getting some more refinement. Even with the big year, he's striking out about 4.5 times for every walk. But, I mean, you're talking about a guy who could be an easy 30-30 player and play center field and have a plus arm. I think it's just, you know, he's going to have to make adjustments as he moves up each level to, you know, slightly better pitching. But he wasn't fazed by double A. And, you know, I think, you know, with the way the baseball is now that they're using the big league ball, I mean, double A is probably harder to hit or put up numbers in than triple A is. I mean, you're going to see better quality of pitching in triple A, but the ball just flies. So I think the fact that he handled double A so well was a really positive sign.
You know, you mentioned Eloy and obviously the number of homers that he's hitting. He's on track for, I think, 30 home runs. He hadn't been able to play as much as you want, but he's come around here and he looks pretty damn good. Dylan Cease, very impressive electric stuff when he came up. We're waiting on Kopech with the injury. We talk about some of these young guys, Moncada, Tim Anderson, guys that are stepping up. They may have found themselves a catcher in the offseason here. I kept hearing for years, Jim, that the White Sox were more top heavy in terms of prospects than kind of good throughout all of their systems. What are we expecting, a wave of players, or will it be one or two a year here? How close are they to getting another group of players up?
Yeah, I do think they are more top heavy than deep. You know, I think you're going to see, you know, not like we just talked about, maybe not this year, but I think next year you could see Luis Robert. You could see Nick Madrigal could be up. He was also in the futures game. I think Andrew Vaughn is really, really good. And again, you know, it's service time issues versus contention. But, you know, if they're contending next year, I think you see Andrew Vaughn in Chicago next year. You know, we're waiting for Kopech to come back. The Cease is up. And then after that, I mean, there are guys to like, but I don't think they're a sure thing. They have a ton of corner outfielders, and at least Alexander Posada's center fielder. But, you know, Posada, Adolfo, Rutherford, Gonzalez, Steele Walker. You know, those guys have struggled for a lot of this year. You know, Dane Dunning's a real interesting guy, but he's got to come back from Tommy John surgery. Right. I do think we could have one more, big wave of those three guys next year who could be impact guys. And then after that, we'll have to kind of see how things shake out.
Does Robert or Madrigal have the potential to be the best position player of the rebuild?
It's interesting because it's like the reason I paused, I still have a hard time figuring out Nick Madrigal. I love him. I thought he was best player in college baseball the last 2 years of his career. And that's why Oregon State won a championship, and they almost won one the year before as well. And he can really hit. Like, I don't think there's any question that guy's going to hit at least 280 in the big leagues. And he can run. He'll steal some bases. He can play good second base. But, he just hasn't shown much ability yet. And his career's early to hit for power or draw a lot of walks. So he might be a guy that's 280 or 300, and he has, like, a 750 ops. And he's also a gifted hitter, so maybe he can make adjustments and start driving the ball. And, he puts the bat on the ball so easily. He doesn't draw a lot of walks. So he's got probably the highest floor. I wouldn't say highest ceiling. I still think the best player – position player, when the White Sox are contenders, can be Eloy, but Robert certainly could be, because I think Eloy is a better pure hitter. I think they've got comparable power, and Robert is definitely a better, better base runner, base stealer, defender. Eloy is going to be, I think he's going to be one of the best hitters in baseball. Robert's got a chance to be one of the best all around players in baseball if everything comes together. So if it's any of the I'll throw this out there too. Andrew Vaughn was the best hitter in this year's draft. Andrew Vaughn could be a 330 home run guy, so it could be Andrew Vaughn too.
I think what's interesting about Vaughn is that as a first baseman, I don't know that you're waiting for a lot of if the bat is working, then he's up, right? I don't think you're waiting for a lot of development.
Yeah. You can't really say there's much he's going to have to work on, and he's got a really good approach, so I don't think he's going to struggle at all adapting to pro ball. And there was talk, I know he worked out for some teams at third base. I guess if you tried to put him at third base and make that work, that could take more time, but I'm not really convinced the White Sox are even going to do that. And you're right. If he just comes in and rakes, it's not like he's got anything else to work on.
What about the Cubs? I know, Ed Zelay, we've seen here, and he was, in the futures game. Amaya, I believe, was in the futures game. Nico Horner is a guy that there's been a lot of talk about. Do they have, everyone says, well, they're out of assets. They've traded so many guys away. Do they have enough to get a major league player onto this roster? Is there enough in the minor leagues to kind of coax teams into making deals?
Yeah, there is. The question would be, do you want to empty out what you have if you were trying to make like a real significant deal? They do have guys. If they've got some younger guys who are just getting going too, but their big guys are the guys you mentioned. Nico Horner, who was first round pick last year and already looks like he was a steal at 24. He's done nothing but hit. He's had some minor injuries here and there, but he looks like he's been a really good player. Miguel Amaya, a young catcher, has a chance to be, I think the defense is a little ahead of the offense right now, but I think he's a chance to be a real good all-around catcher. He's one of the best catching prospects in baseball. And their two best arms are probably Braylon Marquez, who's a young power-throwing lefty who's in low A, and he's still kind of raw. And you mentioned, Alzolay, who was the only pitcher in the National League who didn't get the pitch, which was kind of disappointing. I was looking forward to seeing him in action last night. But, I think if you put some package together with let's say you put three of those guys in one package, you get a really good player. I don't know who would be the guy they'd make the move. But you could theoretically, if you were willing to empty out the best guys in your farm system, be in contention for anybody on the trade market. If they have other guys who are kind of more depth pieces at this point. I don't think they're necessarily going to do that. I'd be surprised because their system is one of the weaker systems in baseball now. They've graduated some of the guys to Chicago, that they would just blow it up, to get, say, Madison Bumgarner or whoever. Maybe they would. They still have a window to chance to, contend for National League pennant and win World Series. So maybe they would go all in. They got Cole Hamels, pretty cheap. Cole Hamels was pretty much a salary dump by the Rangers. I don't think they even got the guys that got in the deal. I don't think any of them were on our top 30 prospects list at the time. But I think if you're going out and let's say Madison Bumgarner is a target, I think the Giants are looking for quality prospects, not just to get rid of Madison Bumgarner.
Cubs have needed help at second base all year, and here's Robel Garcia. He had a second homer. I believe that was his fourth game yesterday. Are you a believer in him that he'll be able to contribute the rest of the season?
I wouldn't call me a believer. I wouldn't call me a disbeliever. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, Robel Garcia was not on my radar at all. Like, I didn't know anything about this guy. You know, you not often you see a guy with that kind of, you know, track record where, you know, I hadn't played organized ball, you know, in the U.S. since 2013. So I'll be honest, I have no idea what to make of him. I mean, he put up great numbers in AAA. And double A, but like, you know, like I said too, the ball in triple A is just ridiculous. You know, it's the major league ball. So there's a lot of guys with crazy numbers in triple A. So I don't know what to read into 15 homers in 50 games because, you know, there's guys with home runs all over the place, but it's a great story. I mean, it's kind of amazing, you know, that, you know, if you told me that Robel Garcia would be playing second base for the Cubs and not Ian Happ, or even Nico, like if you told me Nico Horner, like was so advanced and he just rocketed and they had a need, I could have seen that. I'll be honest. I mean, until they promoted him, I had no idea who Robel Garcia was because
me neither.
You know, yeah. I don't know. It's a great story though, and again, like you guys said, I mean, four games in the big leagues, two home runs. So he hasn't stopped hitting home runs yet.
Hey Jim, thanks a ton. I hope you catch a flight.
I hope so, too. I'm on standby for another flight that looks like it's been delayed now, which isn't boding well for my seven-hour delayed flight. So we will see. Maybe make sure there are no thunderstorms so I can get in there if I can.
Yeah, we haven't had any this summer. So
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
thanks so much, Jim. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. That is Jim Callis. Always a joy to talk to him. MLB.com knows these guys inside and out.
That baseball kind of explains what was going on with Dylan Cease's numbers, don't they? He had a four and a half ERA.
Well, again, it makes me feel a little bit better because when I was looking for pitching, and I like to go look for it myself out of the minor leagues, I was saying, like, everybody on that roster in Charlotte's got like a 4.89 or something ERA. That didn't look like any of those guys. They were all kind of taking a step back, and it turns out it was just all the juice
baseball.
Yeah, okay.
The cheating.
I feel much better about life.
Well,
now.
Look at Jason Hayward's numbers this year. If that's not proof that ball's juice, then I don't know what is.
Oh boy, that seems like a shot. That does. It really just seems like a gratuitous shot at a guy that's having his best year as a Cub. And again, if you wanted to trade him, you'd probably get rid of his contract. I don't know if he'd get anything back for him, but at least you'd probably be able to trade him maybe.
Yeah, he's on the
which you couldn't do before.
Half the roster you can't trade probably.
Yeah,
about
but not in a good way, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Darvish, Chatwood.
Yeah, that's not good.
Kimbrel.
Can you get anything from Morrow? Kimbrel, they're so mean. All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor. We'll do a little what do you call it? It's not crosstalk. It's
transition.
Is that it? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I said crosstalk one, and I guess that sounds like we're angry with them. We're not cross. But we will talk to them next. Mully and Haw with Joe Ostrowski on the Score.
This segment brought to you by True Green. Ready for a mosquito-free summer, Chicago? Just call True Green. They'll eliminate biting mosquitoes in your yard with 24 hours of application. Guaranteed. Call 1-866-TRUE-GREEN or visit truegreen.com/mosquito-free-summer. Additional restrictions may apply. See truegreen.com for those details.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up, from our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday. only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
What does building a better